Good afternoon, everybody. This is Christian Teig speaking from Koblenz to report on the third quarter 2014 for CGM. There is a presentation which can be downloaded at our website. There is also the WebEx conference call that you can be part of. When I talk us through the presentation, I will mention the slide numbers so that you can track the presentation as we go along. I expect that the presentation will take about 20 minutes, and then we will be followed by the usual question and answer section. So we will then start in the presentation with a slide numbered 2. Here we see the key figures for the third quarter 2014. It's been an average quarter with no big impulses. We see 13% growth, 6%, which is organic at constant exchange, is actually okay given that the third quarter last year probably was the strongest of that year. Profitability is obviously not where we would like it to be, but with all our ongoing activities to integrate and restructure acquisitions and just generally improve our businesses to get ready for next year, it is what it is for the time being. The solid financial result and the doubling of EPS should not really be given much emphasis, as it's only due to internal non-cash effects related to changes in exchange rates. We then move to slide number 3. These are the normal, say, housekeeping slides in terms of financial ratios. Here is a slide 3, revenue and profitability per quarter. You know, the revenue obviously shows a persistent growth pattern, whereas the operating margin hovers around 18% currently. And the current operating margin is lower than what we see as our inherent potential. And the main reasons for this we have described again at the following slide. This is slide number 4. These special initiatives that we run this year have been planned and announced and should be well known. All of these initiatives are inherently aimed at growth and structural cost reductions, and we are really doing a massive effort this year to come back leaner, more streamlined, and more efficient in 2015. This brings us to slide number 5, the costs of goods and gross margin. We have been in the 81 to 83% gross margin range for a long time, and this quarter we are actually at 79%. This slight decline is mostly related to the subcontractors and purchases for the telematic infrastructure project, and also relatively high revenue from new system sales in pharmacy software, which also has a hardware component. So again, we are pretty consistent around this 80% mark, but for these reasons, there is some slight deviation for this particular quarter. Slide number 6, the personnel expenses. With some sequential currency effects, the personnel expenses follow closely the level we saw in Q1 and Q2. That means at around 20 to 21 million euros per month. Slide 7, other expenses. Except for the seasonally busiest fourth quarter, other expenses remain usually around 30 to 35% relative to personnel expenses. In this quarter, we are somewhat higher, which is mostly related to transaction costs for new acquisitions and the rollout of the new group-wide ERP CRM system. Slide 8, the operating cash flow. Cash flow from operations accumulated for the 9 months this year is more or less unchanged from last year. This is as expected given the almost identical operating profit in the two periods. So there are some fluctuations between the quarters, but otherwise no material change being it to profits nor to working capital. Moving to slide nine, the CapEx. The CapEx is mostly related to the acquisition of the new pharmacy software businesses in Italy, as well as normal capitalized R&D and licenses for the new ERP/CRM system under the intangibles line. Moving on to slide 10, the balance sheet. Some changes there are to the balance sheet over the last 3 months. On the asset side, we bought the companies in Italy, and our intangibles held in foreign currency are more worth because of the weaker euro. And the third effect is we hold a bit more cash at this quarterly closing. These effects are then reflected on the passive side in slightly more equity and more debt. We now turn to a review of each business segment, and we will begin with the largest area, both in terms of revenue and profit, and that is the software for doctors. This business currently represents about 60% of group revenue. In terms of action and positive dynamics, it may actually have been somewhat eclipsed this quarter by the pharmacy software business. But overall, it still remains the core of the core in CGM and the most important overall business. So we are now on to slide 12, which is the main elements of the doctor software development. It's been a decent quarter for the doctor software business. 7% organic growth in Europe at constant exchange, of which 4%, that's about 2.4 million, comes from the telematic infrastructure project in Germany. Together is okay. The third quarter is normally somewhat subdued by the holiday season with fewer production days to make a year-on-year difference. And then for the US, we have a separate slide to describe status there. That brings us to slide 13. For the business in the US, the positive trend from the start of 2014 fell off slightly in the third quarter. In terms of sales and order bookings, we are higher than the last period last year, but sequentially lower than in the second quarter this year. Yeah, in terms of efficiency and profitability, some cost measures are now being taken. For example, the relocation of our US headquarter from Boston to Phoenix, which is already and was always the main operating location for CGM in the US. So some measures also, again, to make sure that we do get profitability back into the business, also perhaps based on a somewhat lower growth assumption. Slide 14, the telematic infrastructure. This is and continues to be one of the highlights of the current developments in CompuGroup. We are, of course, excited about the role we play in this project, and the progress that we have to date shows that we are on track, both for us and for the customer. And what this means is that by 2016, we will be ready to roll this infrastructure out on a nationwide basis to all clinics and hospitals in Germany. And for those of you who attended our analyst conference in October, there you got a detailed picture of what this project can mean for CGM in the future. You can also visit those highlights by looking into the presentation, which you can download from our website. But very quickly, two slides just to remind us. Slide 15, the real upside on the TI project will come with a potential full rollout. We essentially have in our own customer base 65,000 installations potentially coming our way out of a total market potential of about 250,000 in Germany. And obviously with the unit price, interval, 2,000 to 4,000 euros, that represents, say, medium term, a significant growth opportunity for us. Slide 16, the final reminder, is more for the long term potential, that once we have this infrastructure in place, we certainly have what we need to provide the services in addition to our customers in Germany that we already do in most other healthcare economies, services such as e-prescriptions, e-lab orders, physician networks, so on and so forth. Other aspects of the AIS business, slide 17 we are on now. This is the acquisition of Labelsoft. It's not a big transaction, but we have been working for a long time to build further on our successful business in the Netherlands. Labelsoft is a market leader in software for regional evening and weekend practices, so-called HAPS. And together with our already strong business for GPs, care groups, and pharmacies in the Netherlands, we are now the best positioned player to connect all of these providers in the primary care market together. And certainly our goal with this transaction is to integrate all our solutions into an open and seamlessly connected environment and make us the number one choice for providers in the primary care sector in the Netherlands. So that's something we are happy with and should serve us well in the coming periods. This is now on to slide 18, software for pharmacies. This business currently represents about 15% of group revenue and is definitely on the rise within the CGM. Some highlights here, slide 19. We had an excellent quarter in the pharmacy software business with 15% organic growth. That's pretty unusual. Clearly we see both in Italy and in Germany, the markets we are active in, very robust demand for system upgrades from the expiry of support for Windows XP. So that is a bit of a one-off effect this year in a positive sense. But also the new Italian businesses perform as expected. And altogether, it will be a very good year for the pharmacy software business in 2014. Slide 20, we are pouring gasoline on the fire. We are excited about pharmacy software in general and Italy in particular. And we see these acquisitions on this slide as a bit of a highlight in the quarter. In only a little more than 1 year, we have become the clear market leader for pharmacy software in Italy. And we have created a sizable business comparable to Germany. Altogether, the Italian pharmacy software business is now around 35 million euro per year of revenue, and with such a scaled up operation, we have a lot of opportunities to streamline and to bring good margins into the business, not necessarily this year, but certainly beginning already next year and for the future thereafter. Our third provider segment, software for hospitals. We are then basically on to slide 22. Not much new to report. Revenue is flat. Our main margins are in somewhat of a stagnant phase with few projects to bid for and, say, little growth with existing customers. Certainly other markets like Poland and Switzerland have actually a very nice growth profile, but altogether, a flat development and not much new to report since Q1 and Q2. We are then on to slide 23, communication and data. Yeah, the legacy business here develops as expected. Again, for those of you who attended our analyst conference, we had a specific list of new growth initiatives that we are working on to bring back growth into communication and data. For the time being, yeah, certainly Q3 was not particularly strong. We will have a somewhat better Q4, judged by bookings and backlog. And again, yeah, relatively flat for 2014. If you want to take anything positive out from this slide, it is that, yes, what we are able to get from markets outside Germany is on the rise. It has actually been that on a fairly consistent basis. So a lot of our challenge is really to bring back growth into the German market. That's not going to happen in 2014, and is more a topic than for 2015 and the years thereafter. Slide 24, workflow and decision support. Other than a significant FX effect, which comes from the claims and third-party services business we do with insurers in Turkey, relatively uneventful quarter, and I would say business here continues as planned. This brings us then to slide 25, the guidance, which is confirmed. We have added on the revenue side 8 million, which is basically new acquisitions that we have made since we did the guidance at the beginning of the year. A net of transaction and integration costs in the first year of transaction, that's not going to have any EBITDA effects. Where we are today would point out that we would end up in the lower end of these ranges. And on the next slide, slide 26, we'll just step through some of the reasons and breakdowns on how we end up there. So this is then on slide 26. If we start with the AIS development, we still believe that we will be in the range 294 to 300, including about 3 million from new acquisitions. We will probably be towards the high end of the range, which means that, without those, we would be mid to higher end, which is okay. Not a spectacular year, but a solid and good performance we see for the Doctor Software business. Highlights certainly 2014 revenue-wise will be the pharmacy software business. We will very, very likely exceed the high end of the initial guidance range. And with everything included, including the new companies, we now expect to end up 79 to 80 million euros of revenue. Hospital business unchanged, 80 to 82, probably around the low end of the range. That was clear already after Q1. Communication and data, probably 1 million short of where we aimed, 20 rather than 21 million. Again, we'll have a decent fourth quarter, but not fully reaching up to 21 million. Workflow and decision support unchanged, 26 to 27. On the ISP side, you might remember that we had a 5 million inclusion of revenue between the preliminary guidance and full guidance, which came from the revenue of the telematic infrastructure project in Kuku. Due to some changed milestones, this now seems to be recognized 2 million lower than what was initially planned. It's mostly passed through revenue, and maybe you shouldn't be paid so much attention to, but altogether that would mean closer to 14 rather than 16 in the ISP segment. And again, whatever revenue would not be recognized this year would then be recognized next year instead. So that's the breakdown, and again, how the confirmed guidance is explained. Slide 27, final slide before Q&A. This is financial calendar for next year. That means February 5th, we will get the verdict for 2014, at least on a preliminary basis. Then end of March, annual report, firm audited numbers. And then we follow pretty much the same schedule as this year. Early May, Q1, AGM towards end of May. Early August, Q2, analyst conference, early October, and then early November, Q3. So that brings us to slide 28, the placeholder for the Q&A session. Please, if you want to ask questions, You can do that by pressing star 1 and you will be queued up and questions will be taken in order.
Yes, hi Christian, this is Sloan speaking from Commerzbank. I have two questions if I may. The first one is centered around the EBITDA margin. Could you please shed some light on your current initiative? So go a bit more into detail what the impact of these different initiatives are currently. So really have to come down or come closer to something like a clean margin and what we can expect in Q4 and in 2015. And the second one is around your US business. Still down 8%. Although bookings, at least if you look at H1, are probably indicating something like closer to break even again. So at the same time, you're in your report highlighting that your software solutions and services do not meet the needs of the markets. What is precisely behind it and what we can now expect for the next year is probably more a transition year again rather than a growing year again. What is your view on this?
Yes, on the EBITDA margin, I think if you take our full year guidance and subtract Q3, you will see that we will have a decent Q4. That's normal. Again, it's not going to take away that margins as such will end up say lower than our inherent potential for 2014. I guess I'm going to resist the temptation of preempt guidance for next year, other than saying that necessarily margins need to be higher. I think if we look into what our consensus estimates, they are reasonable expectations for, say, the net effect of, say, transitory costs this year and what that could bring us in terms of positive margin uplift next year. In hard numbers, that if I just take the consensus, that would be about 3 percentage points margin higher than this year. And again, that's probably not a bad, at least first step on our road to a higher margin business. Certainly, if you just take zero margin on revenue from acquisitions, on group level, that is about a 2% margin dilution for 2014. So if you, again, assume that we are able to do the streamlining, integration, and restructuring of those entities with effect next year, and this is certainly what we are working on and aiming for, that would be 2 out of the 3 percentage points. We are taking some costs out of the hospital business, as we do not necessarily see growth coming back there in the medium term. But I think altogether, I think that the 3 percentage points, which is, say, implicit in the consensus estimates, is probably not a bad roadmap for at least the first stage of margin rebound as situation currently stands. And of course, I could bridge that into the second question, the US business, which I didn't include in the explanation. I mean, obviously, the time has come for the US business both to grow and both to provide margins, and that certainly is included in our plans for next year. And growth, obviously, growth is growth. But we, again, simple things like consolidating data centers for our hosted solutions there, taking out, the ivory tower in Boston and moving our HQ together with the main operating business. Those are steps that really do not necessarily affect the current business. Maybe it represents a somewhat lower ambition for conquering the US continent, but we've always said that we have to make it with the assets we currently have, and then we have to run them in the most efficient and effective operation, and I believe we are in a decent way and shape to achieve that again, so that US is a net contributor both to growth and profit next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi Christian, it's Gunnar here from Berenberg. I have a couple of questions. First of all, on CapEx for 2014, if I calculated correctly, we have already spent some 22 million for the first 9 months, which is somewhat a bit higher than I expected. What do you expect for the full year, and what we can also expect for 2015? Will this number come down? and also closely related to that in terms of the cash flow statement. For acquisitions, you have spent so far 34 million, and you have in your balance sheet 8 million purchase price liabilities. I would assume this is everything for what you have acquired now recently, and this 8 million will be then paid out next year. So we shall we put it in our cash flow statement for next year? So this is the first part of question. Then the second set of questions is concerning your segment reporting. I'm somewhat a bit confused. If I do the segment reporting for Q3, then the profitability in your segments jumps significantly, but it's all consolidated out again at the consolidation line, where you have a very high number, and then you end up with a quarter, as we could see, which has a profitability similar to Q2. So maybe you could elaborate what's happened here in the segment reporting. And on the financial result, there's obviously a lot of movement due to currencies. What do you expect now for the full year? And in particular, what is a run rate now for the financial result, assuming kind of, you know, stable FX rates? And then, sorry, final and fourth question is on the, you mentioned the pharmacy business is doing very well, probably the star performer in Q3. And what is currently the profitability in the pharma business, in particular in comparison to the doctor's business? Thank you very much.
Yeah, so CapEx obviously is influenced by the CRM ERP rollout. We will be finished, say, with a complete system design and say the development of the system this year. We will still have rollout. The rollout will go on next year and the year thereafter. Most of those expenses will be expensed. So I would say probably in Q4 you should expect something similar to what we've had in Q3. And then we will come more down to the normal run rates that we've had beginning next year. And those being kind of 8 plus 8, as we have discussed, 8 intangibles, 8... fixed assets. The 8 million PPA are actually, that's something, the largest part of that is the minority in Innomed, which is a transaction we did 3 or 4 years ago. And I believe that technically that depends a little bit. It's a put call option with the minority holders. But you should expect that to come, if not next year, then certainly the year thereafter. And it is cash relevant. And the full breakdown and description of that PPA is already in the 2013 annual report in the notes there. Segment reporting, yes. It's basically the mechanics of how consolidation is interpreted under IFRS. I would have preferred, as we were able to do in the past, to eliminate some of those consolidation bookings. But as the rules are, increasingly we have to include them separately from the segment reporting. So, yeah, it doesn't, actually it destroys some of the informational content, but it's the mechanics of how our, say, group internal structures get interpreted in the formalities of the IFRS segment reporting. Sometimes I'm as frustrated as you according to those rules, but they are what they are.
But what has then changed compared to Q3 in terms of IFRS? I'm not really...
Nothing, but again, we have done some, say, manual, say, eliminations to make the information content better, but we know that when we come to the audit process, those will again go out in the consolidation column and line. So that's again probably how it is today is more how it will look in its final audited form. Maybe we can provide some maybe informal eliminations and have a pro forma, which would be a little bit amusing actually, but I think something we will think about to see if we can provides a cleaner profitability lines on segment level. As I agree, the blob, which is called consolidation and other, is just too large for the rest to be very representative. Financial result, yes, the run rate is basically, of cash relevant financial expense is something like, at current debt levels, 15 million euro per year. And then any fluctuation around this is then driven by changes in foreign exchange rates. And this year it appears to be positive. So I guess if nothing really happens, you could, in terms of foreign exchange for the remainder of the year, you could take Q3 plus 4 million and then you would be, then you would have at least 2014 nailed. And for next year, again, it should be the, say, 14, 15 million euros. And then thereafter, it will probably significantly drop as we have a fixed rate structure on our debt until the end of next year, which has a base rate of about 2%, and then that will drop to the current base rate, which is basically nothing, 2016 and on. The hedging instrument we will use this time around is basically a cap, so if there are no big changes to interest rates, we should see a drop then, but that's from 16 and on. Pharmacy business, that is still, the German pharmacy business is EBITDA margin 25-26%. And the Italian business is basically a plus or minus zero this year due to all the acquisitions and integrations. So it's a little bit of a blended average between the two. But obviously we do see that business in a steady, say, streamlined state to be at least a 25% EBITDA margin business, even including, say, the hardware components in the business model.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Christian.
Hello, it's Andreas from Warburg Research. Also a couple of questions from my side. I'm still struggling to get to the EBITDA projection of roughly or nearly 32 million for Q4. So if I look at your page number 4 of the presentation, then I would assume that most of these costs, except for probably the M&A related costs in Q3, will also appear in Q4. Therefore, I would probably assume that M&A related costs and integration costs amounted to roughly 4 million in Q3. Is that the right assumption? That's question number one. Question number two is regarding your material expenses. I think in Q3 those were a bit higher than usually in the third quarter. I'm just trying to figure out what this is due to, because last year it was, I think, around 16%, and now we're at 20.8 in Q3, which looks like quite a big jump to me. Is it due to the integration of the reselling business that you made? And then how should we think about the pharmacy business next year? So should we expect the pharmacy business to get down to a level excluding the XP migration effect? And the last one is on the Austrian hospital business. So you still have quite a big chunk of non-recurring revenues in your HIS segment. For how long will this project still go on? I think it's only 1 year left next year. And how should we think about it going forward? Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, the remainder of the year, there are quite a few moving parts which say enable us to make our projection. It isn't only, say, the extrapolated mechanics of
prior quarters. We know that we have some very high margin revenue streams which will come in at least in three markets. That would be Italy, Sweden and Germany, which are more, say, lump sum payments for regional, and this would be the AIS side. So again, yeah, the fourth quarter are typically the quarters where these things can come in, and again, it's not directly an extrapolation, say, of costs and revenue profiles from the preceding three quarters. In terms of the COGS, I believe we covered that somewhat on slide 5 in the presentation. Again, the subcontractors and purchases for the telematic infrastructure project comes in as COGS. And again, when we had a very strong revenue side from system sales in the pharmacy software business, which also has a hardware component. So that means that's just a little bit different revenue mix in Q3, and that makes material expenses increase. Third question, PCS next year. Okay, we're not going to grow double digit organically every year in PCS. Certainly, we think the Italian business has given, I mean, if we had the same revenue per customer in Italy as we had in Germany, it would be three times the size. So we see a larger headroom to grow the business in Italy. We're introducing rental contracts. I mean, many of the say add-ons and business models from Germany are being taken to Italy. But altogether, I mean, we've said this is a kind of a mid-single-digit organic growth business. Obviously, again, without preceding any guidance, that probably would be a good outcome next year, given the uplift that we've had with a certain one-off character this year. So I guess that is the answer. You know, no need to change the overall outlook. You know, as I said, somewhere around the 5% organic growth mark, and then maybe subtract a little bit for next year if you want to make some adjustments given this year's outcome. Probably long term, the organic growth rate in Italy will be higher than Germany, but that's just given the volume of business we do with our customers in Germany and how mature that market really is. Austrian hospital business, actually we are very far out of the tail end of the Vienna project. That business is approaching, say, its steady state where that particular project is no longer a material component in our revenue. So, I mean, the peak of revenue in Austria was hospital business was 2009, where we had over 30 million euros of external revenue. And I believe this year we will end up at around 25. And that is more or less based on, yeah, I mean, most of the revenue comes from existing customers, including Vienna, but it's no longer linked, say, to tendered large projects, but it's more the ongoing service requests, expansions, and the daily business that you do with your existing customers, which is very much an integral part of the hospital business. But again, there is no, say, big chunk of revenue which will fall out in the near or even medium and long term related now to the Vienna project, as that's more or less already taken out and been covered mostly by growth in other markets like Poland and Switzerland. And Germany, actually.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick follow-up. Maybe you could clarify what the non-recurring portion of the sales in the HIS segment is. Is it more hardware related? Is it customers purchasing individual projects? What is it really?
It's really, I would say, there's an element of, I would say, ongoing service requests. Even a hospital which is heavily computerized, I know some of our hospital clients have 800 wards, of which 300, you know, have been fully computerized in all their workflow, and that remains still 500 to do that. We have module-based sales, for example, the electronic medication administration record. Typically introducing that, you know, as a module throughout a hospital is a 3-year project. And again, those would be additional orders, say, semi-recurring business that comes from existing customers. There are very, very few tenders for new systems out there in most relevant markets for us. So the business you do outside your straight software maintenance and contracted recurring services are, say, additional software modules, additional rollout programs. Yes, in Q4 they may buy some system components and hardware from you, but again, it's just deepening your relationship and basically following them in a year-long process to on a deeper way penetrate with IT components in every ward and every corner of the hospital.
Thank you.
Hi, that's Knut from Baader Helvea. Just two questions. The first one would be just to follow up on the integration or M&A related costs. Were there around about 2 million in the third quarter or even higher than that? And then follow up on the HIS segment. If I understood you correctly, Christian, you were mentioning that you don't expect to see any revival. I think you even said midterm. So where are we in terms of margins in HIS, and what opportunities do you see on the cost side to improve the profitability? And given that you don't see too much growth opportunities, what alternatives are there around for you? Is it something like partnering with a larger player, or any other options you're envisaging? Thank you.
Yeah, so probably if you take true, say, integration and one-offs related strictly to M&A, 2 is probably closer to the reality than 4, even though it depends on how wide you define the term, but that's, if you take in opportunity loss from having non-streamlined businesses, certainly it's going to be a higher number. But if you just take the pure expensed transaction costs plus capacity that is being put in terms of corporate support for business process re-engineering, benchmarking, change programs, change processes, some components of, say, severance, then I would say 2 is probably a fair number to use for that quarter. Hospital side, true margin altogether is probably now closer to 10, maybe a little bit more, 10, 11, 12% EBITDA. As I said, it's a little bit, you know, we are not going to grow in Austria. I think that's clear. Also medium term, meaning in the coming years, as we are more coming down to, say, a normal run rate there, and we have a very high market share. We still think that we can do a lot in markets like Switzerland, and Poland has been just a great growth story. I mean, we took over that business 7 years ago. It was 2 million of revenue. Now it's more than 10, and that's all organic growth. So I mean, there are many moving parts which are more exciting than the pure average. I mean, clearly, but if the average is still flat-ish, yes, we are able to shift some capacity in terms of human resource, for example, within the DAC regions or Germany, Switzerland and Austria. That's just from language making that possible. Altogether, certainly adding something like a 5 percentage point margin expansion in this business from looking into costs, you know, and that can be less use of external contractors and so on and so forth, would be a meaningful, say, target for us into the to the next budget year.
Thank you.
That appears to be the last questions. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your questions, and we look forward to having you all participate in the next conference call, which will be the 5th of February next year. Thank you.